Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and from Puerto Rico, we hear Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. He's currently in Yauco. The title of his preaching today, Preach the True Truths.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. In those days, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people, added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set it all ablaze, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became servants of the king of the Chaldeans and his sons, until the kingdom of the Persians came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the prophet Jeremiah, until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths. During all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest while 70 years are fulfilled. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever therefore among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. The word of the Lord. Sister Thea Bowman, an African-American Franciscan sister of perpetual adoration, she liked to say, "We have to preach true truths." Before Sister Thea died in March 1990, she was well known as a spiritual guide and musician, not only to Black Catholics, but to the whole American Catholic Church. And her ministry of joy was not shy of preaching true truths, even to the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference in 1989. She believed that the history and culture of African Americans needed to be told, and she included them properly in the Catholic tradition with song and dance and liturgy with the African tradition. Sister Thea's cause for canonization as a saint is well underway now, but most of all, her prophetic testimony of preaching true truths in a world of lies and deceit continues today. And I thought of Sister Thea Bowman after I read these readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent, because these readings urge us to remember our past history, our salvation by Christ, and to live in the truth by coming to the light, as the Gospel of John says. The first reading, which I just read, is from 2 Chronicles, and is precisely that, a chronicle or a history of how the people of Israel ignored and mocked God and the prophets to the point of total blasphemy and idolatry in the temple, which, of course, then gets destroyed. They're carried off to Babylon for 70 years in exile. And surprisingly, the temple of Jerusalem is rebuilt by a pagan king of Persia, King Cyrus, who brings the Israelites back from exile. God certainly works in strange ways, using our enemies to shame us to the truth. Chronicles tells the true truths and the shameful history of the people of Israel, reminding them of their sinful past. And also the psalm for today, Psalm 136, it sings that we wept in Babylon when we remembered Zion. May we never forget the Lord again, or we will be tongue-tied. These true truths continue in all the readings for this Sunday. We hear from the letter to the Ephesians, reminding us that God's mercy and grace have saved us. Not our own doing or our own works. It's a reminder that we do not save ourselves by doing good works. God saves us. We don't do good works in order to get saved. We do good works because we are already saved by Christ, who died and rose for us. Our doing good works and preaching true truths is a lot more than about getting into heaven. God has already started this reign of God in Jesus Christ, which we would do well to remember. And Jesus says it best in today's gospel from John, whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done by God. Done by God, not by us. Saved by God, not by our doing. Living in truth and light, not in lies and darkness. Today, the church does not have an official ministry of prophets, as the Jewish tradition once did have. I sort of wish we did, and I suppose because even in the Jewish tradition, it disappeared because they killed so many prophets. But if we did have prophets, I'd say Sister Thea Bowman was officially one of our modern-day prophets. I can think of a few more. Well, I probably shouldn't get into that right now, but these prophets today tell true truths about our past and our sinful history, like slavery and racism. They call us out of the darkness within both society and church and into the light of truth. Prophets like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., they still get killed just like the prophets who were recorded in Chronicles, moved, mocked, killed. Sister Thea Bowman wanted us all to be witnesses for intercultural awareness, she said. Witnesses for intercultural awareness. She would surely be mocked today for preaching these true truths about African-American history, culture, and equality in America. Because as St. John says, people whose deeds are evil prefer the darkness to the light. So we have our task cut out for us, especially during Lent, don't we? There's plenty of darkness out there for us to shed light upon. Become witnesses for intercultural awareness, like Thea Bowman, in this divided world. Preach the true truth that God so loved the world that he sent his only son to save the world so that we would no longer perish.